we like to bring you some happy news on a Friday afternoon, but it's not always that case. Losing a parent is one of the worst griefs someone can go through. So imagine having both your mother and father pass away by the time you're 6 years of age. Well, this is what has happened to a young man by the name of Ripley. Ripley's mother, Leslie, died 4 years ago when he was just 2 years of age. His father, Greg, began raising him on his own in Lake Cateye on the state's north coast. And Greg was fit, keen surfer, great dad. But just last week, he suffered a heart attack on the beach and passed away. His funeral was this afternoon. Now, Ripley is being supported by his extended family and the local community in the Lake Cateye community near Port Macquarie. And I've been contacted by members of Ripley's family to inform me that a GoFundMe page has been set up by locals to raise funds for young Ripley, who's lost both of his parents. He's just 6 years of age. Anne-Marie Burke is Ripley's auntie, and she's on the line. Anne-Marie, good afternoon.
Hi there, Ben.
How did the funeral go, first of all?
Well, funerals are tough places, but I think we all came out with a tear in our eye, but a smile in our face as well. It was great to see a lot of the people that have been part of his life, and we got to reminisce about some of the funny and silly things that happened, you know, like it does in everybody's life. But yeah, we're down now at a bit of a wake down at Bonnie Hills Surf Club, just getting together and having a chat.
I'll tell you what, it's a tight community. I was notified by email from Megan Barnes. She doesn't know Ripley or Greg, but she just said, look, this poor family's going through hell. Tell me about Ripley and how he's holding up at such a young age.
Well, Ripley, he took it pretty hard when we had to tell him, gee, that's one of the hardest things I've had to do, to tell a little fellow that you love that he's lost his dad, and he's only just got through understanding why he can't have a mum pick him up from school and why he hasn't got a mum on Mother's Day to give something to. So this is just a tough blow for him.
Who's going to be looking after him, Anne-Marie?
I've got him at the moment. We're just trying to get him through the funeral process and just get him ready. He's actually going to chuff down to Sydney to my brother, because my kids are teenagers, and although they love him to death, he needs to be a kid. And my brother's got an 8 and a 5-year-old, and he's got a chance to just be a kid for a while.
Poor little boy, 6 years of age.
Yeah, I mean, he's been part of the surfing community for all of his life. His dad's got 10 boards under the house. He can tell you which one, every one of them, what they're used for. Mm. He's a golden tan little fella. Oh, he's at home and comfortable on the sand and in the salt air. But and Lake Cateye is just a fantastic place for people to live. I mean, I take him down to Woolies. We didn't know what he wanted for his lunch. He kept telling me pink chicken, the flat type. We went down to the Woolies Deli and the girls helped us through there. He wanted corned beef, and who would have
pink chicken.
Yeah, the flat type.
Yeah, well, the locals have got together and set up this GoFundMe page. I've put the link up on 2GB.com. They're trying to raise $50,000. They've already done very well.
Oh, they have. It's just phenomenal. And they were doing it tough. They didn't have a lot to their name. But they were enjoying the life that they had together, and they're working that through. Mm. And we're just they're trying to get enough to get him some secure money or a little bit of a nest egg. So if he needs to go and do some, who knows, the university or studies later or whatever, all the sorts of things kids need through their time, that it's just not a tough battle anymore.
Well, anyone who's got a few spare dollars, if you go to 2GB.com, you'll find the GoFundMe page, and we wish him all the best of luck. Once he's here in Sydney, if there's anything we can do to brighten up his time a little bit, if he wants to, I don't know what he might like to do, but if you feel that he needs a bit of a distraction and he'd like to go and have a bit of fun, I'm sure we'll be able to organise something for him. So let me know if we can help in any way once he's here in Sydney.
Okay, Ben, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us, Anne-Marie, on a very difficult day.
Thank you, Ben.
Anne-Marie Burke, Ripley's auntie. All of the information is up on 2GB.com. Your heart breaks for the young bloke, 6 years of age, lost his mum 4 years ago, and now his dad is gone as well. If you've got a few spare dollars, go to 2GB.com and please help that family out.